Hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz and I am your host for the Homeschool Marketing Expo. And today on the line with me is someone who is new to many of you, and I recently met Mark through a high-level connection, and he is the creator of Scruples, and that is Scrouples.com, and it is Mark Weinstein. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Felice. That's right. Scruples with group in the middle.
Right, right. So interesting platform here, and I've had a chance to play around with it and get in the back end, but we'll get into some of exactly what it is. But it intrigued me enough, Mark, to ask you for this interview. So first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided to do something so innovative.
Well, Felice, thank you. I was one of the pioneers. I am one of the pioneers of being social online. In 1998, I built my first social media company called Supergroups.com, and we were a PC Magazine top 100 company 3 years in a row before people really understood what social networking, what being social, what private groups were online. And we had family groups, friends groups. You know, this is for people to share their real life and to use technology, to use online technology to facilitate, you know, the expanded sharing of their real lives. Fast forward to 2004, that company was 1998. In 2001, we sold it to a hedge fund that closed it, unfortunately, during that big debacle of 2001. Fast forward to 2004, Facebook is born. They claim to be the world's first social network, which, of course, they were not. There were several companies before them. And fast forward then to 2010, Facebook has expanded, gone into groups, and privacy is declared dead. Now, when when privacy was declared dead in 2010, after having watched Facebook and Google and even Steve Jobs, so Steve Jobs, Eric Schmidt, Mark Zuckerberg all declared that privacy was dead. And I got furious. I know the online environment. I know software code. And the notion that people living in democracies like us here in the United States and many people around the world would no longer have privacy flies in the face and is counterintuitive to what democracy is. So additionally, when I saw Facebook go into private groups, I looked at this and they really don't know what they're doing. And what is a private group if they're spying and scraping, you know, all the data? And what's a private email at Gmail if they're spying on everything that we write so that they can give us an advertisement within 3 seconds of us writing something about pet food? And I'd had enough. Mm-hmm. So in 2010, I met with some of my senior technology leaders from my first internet company. At that time, I was also a very successful author. I've written the Habitually Great book series, endorsed by Stephen Covey and winner of 2 Indie Book Awards. And I said, particularly to my co-founder, Jonathan Wolf, I said, Jonathan, we're going back in, and we're going to build the company that people really want, the company that people really trust, the company that people love for being social online. And we started Scruples.
Great. And you know, looking at your website, I even noticed that you were interviewed on Fox News, which is a big feat. And so they interviewed you, I understand, before Facebook went public. Is that correct?
That's correct. So, you know, it's interesting because we announced to the world on May 16th of 2012, Facebook's IPO was scheduled for May 18th, and on May 17th, I was interviewed on Fox News. Fox asked me about Facebook, and it was very flattering, of course, because we weren't talking about Facebook. We were talking about Scruples. And Facebook, you know, we believe in Facebook. I believe Facebook is a great service when you want to be public. And that's what they're designed for. Facebook's stated intention for being in existence is for making the world more open and connected. That's a direct quote from them. So the challenge there is that we don't live in open worlds. You know, in my world, there's my family, they're my friends, they're my coworkers. We don't commingle all those areas that often, and I'm not broadcasting to my whole world every second of the day. When I'm at home, I'm just talking to my family. When I'm out, you know, racing cars with my race car buddies, I'm on the track with them. When I'm at the tennis courts, I'm playing with my tennis team. So, you know, life is really when, you know, we're at work, we're with our coworkers. We're at school, we're with our, you know, the environment of teachers and students and administrators. So life is really about community, and it's about different communities. And so Scruples is designed for the different communities in our lives. And, you know, when I said that in that Fox News interview, they asked me, they said, Mark, has Facebook peaked? And I said, if you look at the data in their mature markets, two things have happened. One is that they're already showing data. They've told the Securities and Exchange Commission before they went public that they're losing usage in their mature markets. And the second thing is that Facebook's not cool anymore. And, you know, the era, because Facebook was cool, because this new technology was fun, like MySpace was cool, because it was new and different. At the end of the day, we're always going to come back to what's actually natural versus what's new and different. And Facebook isn't natural. It was new and different, and then it caught on, and then nobody else came around.
And so, you know, my interest, again, comes from some of the things I shared with you actually in another conversation about, you know, being annoyed with how they've continued to change things, you know, consistently, and then how we had to go back in and change our privacy connections back and, you know, different things that were really frustrating to us, especially in business. And I know a lot of business leaders are very upset that they have grown large groups, many of them in the thousands, and spent a lot of time getting people to their groups on Facebook, only to find now that in order to get in front of them, they have to pay at minimum $5. And then when they, you know, pay anything more, they find out that they have, you know, people from third world countries liking their page that would have no reason to like their page. You know, it's almost like someone's on the payroll for Facebook doing this. But, you know, of course, that's just conjecture on my part. However, because of the frustrations and because of even in this event, I am setting up a private page for those of us that want to discuss marketing in private. And I found out about your group, Mark. I am going to be doing that on Groupals because, you know, I really like the idea of the privacy. And, again, you know, you say that you have no spying, no tracking, no stalking. In fact, in another conversation, you told me that you had no cookies on your site. You know, why did you decide to do that? Was it in direct answer to Facebook's open declaration of, you know, privacy is dead?
It's because, and the company is Scruples with group in the middle. So it's just like, you know, Scruples.com. So it's because we want to replicate real life, because you can walk into a Whole Foods store and they're not spying on you. They put the great products on the shelf and then you pick. So there's no high fructose corn syrup inside that store. I don't believe in the high fructose corn syrup model of scraping data. I don't believe, you know, at Facebook where you click a like button and they're actually calculating that, and then they're going to tell your friends what you just liked so that they can incite you to click a link to buy something. At Scruples, we believe that your personal information is private and it's yours. We have our Privacy Bill of Rights. We're the only company in the world that has a Privacy Bill of Rights right on our homepage, and it is fantastic. Your personal information is private and it's yours. You're in control of who can see information about you. We don't tell people you don't know how to look for you. We don't suggest your friends or contacts or people you might know. Permissions and privacy are your rights. You know, there's no tracking of users inside our site, no profiling, no sharing of personal information, no facial recognition. You own your content. You choose what's stored. You have easy instructions on how to delete. This is the way it should be. You know, we live in a capitalist society, and the idea in capitalism is to provide people something of value that they really want and love, and that's the best way to run a business. So when Mercedes, Chevrolet, or Toyota builds a car, they don't follow you home with a camera watching everything you're doing. They don't listen to everything you say. They do the best that they can with that car. You take it home, and hopefully you like it, and you come back.
Right.
So,
and, you know,
yeah,
I wanted to ask, too, you know, the fact that I work with authors, for example, and so if I have a group of people that are wanting to discuss, let's say I have a book called Writing and Publishing. It's in my Information in a Nutshell series. So I could set up a group for that particular book and host a, you know, a conversation within a group on my account in Groupals, and that way, you know, they would be able to discuss different things. So walk me through that. You know, I have an account on Groupals, and one of the things that was interesting to me is that you do have a place where you can bring in other social media. So it's almost like a landing page, if you will, you know, that has, so I can bring in my Facebook page and I can bring in my Twitter account. And, you know, are those the only two social media accounts I can bring in and actually look at from my Scruples account?
Well, we think it's very exciting because we do allow our users, because there are times when you want to be public. So Scruples is for you to connect with everybody that you know in your real life. So it's for, we have a service in Scruples called My Contacts. So you invite everybody that you know, whether they're your friends at Facebook or your, you know, people you know through your Gmail accounts or Outlook. Our invitation mechanism is very simple. You invite everybody that you know, and now you're connected to your whole world. And then you can direct message everybody. You can, you know, send them documents, photos, one-on-one. You can create ad hoc groups, just like in real life. And then you can create real groups for whether, you know, it's an author. We have authors that are moving in, you know, 70, 80, 90,000 people into a group so that they can have open discussions and forums and provide content to their followers. So, and we do allow, you know, this great part of Scruples, we allow for Twitter and Facebook. If you want to, while you're at Scruples, if you want to post something, let's say to your family, and then you also want to post it on Facebook or post, you know, a tweet on Twitter, you can do it at the same time. So we allow for that feature. And then you have a great dashboard to control deleting those. So anything you post from Scruples, whether it's to a private group, and I think I have now about 30 private groups in my life at Scruples, and I'm also connected to Facebook and Twitter there, but anything I post from Scruples, I have a total control dashboard so I can delete it at any time from anywhere that I've posted it. I can change permissions on it, sharing, resharing, who can see it, who can comment on it, et cetera. And it only goes places that I tell it to go. So for the most part, I don't post on Facebook or Twitter. We also are building LinkedIn. So LinkedIn is coming very shortly. And those are the first three in what we call our social aggregator that you'll be able to be posting to while you're at Scruples, managing your private groups and your real-world relationships and your newsfeed with your real-world relationships privately. Scruples has a very deep and broad set of services. So we have documents, document storage, we have photos, we have slideshows, we have photo finishing, you know, we have a great event calendar, you know, we have just an incredible suite of features. We have a brilliant discussions service built in, which is why authors are really loving using our site for their groups. You know, we're talking to people with anywhere, you know, groups of anywhere from, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 people all the way up to 500,000 people. And the beautiful thing about it is you can move your groups over, and then you can communicate with them in really great ways, and you can control the permissions of your subscribers or your members, and, you know, everybody, and no one's being spied on. So you can really have the hearty conversations, and you can market to them privately inside there, and you can circulate a link to the outside world so that people can come over into the group who want to. But we are not spying. We're not scraping. We're doing business the old-fashioned way. giving you something that you love. It's free. And then, you know, just like Dropbox, if you need extra storage, we can, you know, sell you extra storage. If you want, you know, a special app for your group for, you know, let's say you want a recipe book for your family group, or you want a play date app, you know, or you want a special calendar app, or you want a project management app, we will have those. We'll have a very beautiful customized app store. So, you know, we will make money by giving you things that you love, and we already are.
Right. Well, that was one of the questions I had asked you. Well, how are you making money? So you answered that question before I could ask you, but I had asked you that before, so yeah. I appreciate you sharing. You know, so let me ask you, if you, for example, I'm on Groupals, would I be able to type in someone's name and find them to see if they were also on here to connect with them similar to a Facebook?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is a private service. We are not Facebook. So there is no way for somebody to find you unless you've invited them externally. You've sent them an email inviting them to be a contact, or they're already a Gmail contact of yours or an Outlook contact of yours. You have to be connected to them. Scruples is not for strangers to look for strangers. Scruples is not for you to find somebody you knew 30 years ago. You know the people in your real life, so you simply invite them over to Scruples. So we want to be very careful about protecting people from bullying, from stalking, and at the same time give people their real life experience online.
Right. Very good to know. And then you have, you know, the complete control over that within. One of the things I do want to say, being very busy with so many things going on right now, and especially hosting an event, this week as we record this, I did not have a lot of time to look at this, Mark, as you know, but I did go in there a little bit and play around, and then you did give me a tour through it. But it is very intuitive. It is very, very simple to use if you've used any type of social media. I feel that, you know, that's one of the things I really like in the control settings, that everything is laid out. It's not hidden where you have to go and post in one of your groups on Facebook, you know, where is this link, or, you know, somebody's posting this SOS, you know, that they just changed everything again and you need to go in there, you know, because like my pictures are private for the most part, and then we discussed that as well as how they really aren't. So talk about that, you know, about the privacy issues, and, you know, a new kid on the block that a lot of marketers like is Google Plus, and basically you said they're doing similar things with mining of data.
Well, right, Google Plus is really no longer a new kid on the block. They've been out now for a couple of years, and what, you know, look, the Google model is an advertising model. There are several highly credible articles written about what Google Plus is for, and Google Plus is for Google to scrape data, more data about you for their advertising model. They're spying on everything that you do. Just like in Gmail. Gmail's not private. You know, if you and I are sending a note to each other right now and I'm saying, I got to stop off and get dog food on the way home, well, in 3 seconds, there's a dog food ad. If I say, let's go out for Mexican food tonight, you know, in 3 seconds, there's a Mexican food out that is, you know, a Mexican restaurant ad that's relevant for where I am geolocated, too. They have so much data on us. That's not right. You know, I don't want that. You know, and this is, I believe in freedom of choice. So if you want that, if people want that, great, use Google Plus. Scruples is for people who don't like that or think it's creepy. So, you know, Google Plus has a great service called Hangouts. I love that service. It's really, really great. It's sort of like, you know, a multi-video Skype. Scruples will ultimately have a service like that. But again, Google Plus, which has not taken off, their usage data is really shallow. You know, people don't want to be involved in another group environment where everything they do is tracked, cookied, scraped, and you know, then they're driven back. So Google Plus is not successful right now.
You know, I'm thinking about this as you're talking from a marketing perspective, and we have, you know, clarified that that's not the whole, you know, the purpose at all. That is not your model. However, for those of us that do market and wanted to have that group capability with our customers, we are more than welcome to set that up. in the same way that we invited people to Facebook, how did they find us on Facebook? They didn't just go look to see if Media Angels had a Facebook page. Most of the time they were directed, whether it was a URL and a signature on our email or that sort of thing. So, you know, conversely, we can invite people in that same way, correct, by sending them a link, or do we have to physically put them in the group?
No, no, the invitation mechanism is very straightforward. So the answer is, you know, we have a great invitation mechanism, and you have a choice. So if you have a large group that you want to migrate over to Scruples, we have a single link invitation process. So you go to Scruples, you create an account, and then you create a group, and in the group creation process, you choose the single link invitation. And that allows you to circulate a link to your world, to everybody who you know who follows you or whatever, you know, your marketing, or if you're an author, if you're a school, or if you're a little a homeschool community, you know, whatever community you are, whether you're a sports team or, you know, your hobbyists, you circulate that link, you promote that link, you send it out, and everybody who can sees that link can click on it and comes to a splash page where they're invited to join the group. At that splash page, you'll have two choices. You can either apply to be in the group, and it just depends on how you set up the permission control when you create the group. Either you can be, you're automatically admitted to the group, or you apply to be in the group, and then you as the creator of the group will, you know, handpick who gets in and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So alternatively, we have our address book invitation mechanism, so that you can just go to all your address books and invite as many people as you want from your address books, from Outlook, from Gmail, from Yahoo, from Facebook. So we make it very easy for you to populate Scruples. And if you're an email person and you just want to copy and paste a whole bunch of emails into the invitation mechanism, then just do that.
Right. Well, you know, for my membership, that's probably what I will do. But for some other things, like I'm thinking I have a LinkedIn group, and the permissions I have on that group are private. It is not an open group where anyone could just join. And, you know, then there are different levels within that group. So it would be similar to LinkedIn in that regard, that you can invite people to the group, but, you know, then you have that choice to limit their participation unless, you know, because someone could get the link that you that wasn't meant for.
Well, anybody that anybody can get the link.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's why you have a choice of whether you just let some of our authors who just want anybody who clicks on the link to get in to their group.
Right.
They don't care.
Right.
You know, the permissions are set inside the group anyhow on whether people can post or comment. So you have still master control over the permissions of the members. So if you're just broadcasting to people, and you don't want them to be able to interview, you know, invite other people, you don't want them to be able to post or comment or reshare, you just set the permissions. So we've had the reason we created the link invitation with no permission required, you know, to get in is because a lot of people just want, they want to populate their group with tens of thousands of people. And then the permissions are controlled from the inside. Of course, you can block anybody. We have great, you know, block controls inside your group already anyhow. So, and you can also have somebody else be the administrator besides you of the group.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very careful controls that replicate real life. It's all about how would real life look? You know, and real life doesn't have, you know, cookies. The only cookies are, you know, that are there if you connect to Facebook. When you're at Scruples and you post this to Facebook from Scruples, you know, when you're posting to Facebook from Scruples, that content is now controlled by Facebook and by their cookies and by the way they scrape. So, but nothing comes back into Scruples. Facebook can't see it to Scruples. But any content you post out to Twitter, to Facebook, soon to LinkedIn, of course, is under their policies. We're just giving you the convenience and the control of the dashboard so you can delete those very easily.
Right, and that was one of the things you showed me about a picture. You showed me how you had posted a picture, and when I looked at this picture, it had all the places you posted it and the ability to delete it from a specific place, for example, from Instagram, I believe, or from Twitter, And I thought that was the coolest thing, because sometimes you put pictures out and you think, you know, I really don't want to have, you know, my family out there. You know, I'm pretty private about that. And even, you know, I've explained, but anyway, let's first finish that. So that is a feature. So explain that a little bit more about the picture thing where you can just delete it off of a specific platform.
Well, that's this great control dashboard. So let's say I have a picture of my family, or, you know, celebrating something yesterday. You know, we got this great plaque, Privacy by Design. We were, you know, I was awarded, really, I was given, you know, I'm an ambassador of Privacy by Design, awarded by the Canadian government, by the Information and Privacy Commissioner of Ontario. And so let's say I take a picture of this plaque and I want to share it. So I share it to Facebook and I share a link to it at Twitter, and I post it to six of my groups at Scruples. Now, that picture, once I upload it into that picture is now in my photo bucket at Scruples. It's in my, what we call my cloud, which is our storage area, where all your documents are stored and your photos are stored. Everything that you post and share is stored. And I just go to that photo. It's in a timeline, so I find that photo, and it has everywhere that I've posted that photo. And I click on the delete button, and up pops all my choices for where do I want to delete it. Do I want to delete it from Twitter? Do I want to delete it from Facebook? Anywhere I've posted it. And I can selectively choose, oh, wait a minute, you know what? I really don't want the Facebook people to see this, you know, because I can't control who sees this and who might take the picture and put in their own name instead of mine. So it's a great control. Or you just get tired of something, or you realize that you've overshared. This is a great oversharing control, because sometimes you're so excited you overshare, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, I really didn't want that picture to go to my grandparents. Uh-oh, let me pull that back out of my grandparents' group.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the idea is that you share appropriately with the right people, just like in real life. You know, our grandparents aren't out with us last night at the bar watching everything that we do. But at Facebook, if we post there and we're not careful, they'll see it, and that wasn't appropriate. Or, you know, so many relationships have been ruined by inappropriate posts at Facebook. You just want to really be appropriate. That's why we call it Practice Safe Sharing. And our Practice Safe Sharing educational campaign is already going out. It's already in dozens of high schools around the country with our PSAs, with teaching everybody how to practice safe sharing, because we've never been trained. No one ever had a course on what's the appropriate way to share online.
Right. I mean, we won't even go there. Let's talk about, and I know this isn't your area of expertise, but it just sparked a question in my mind when you were talking about Gmail and mining and things like that. What would you recommend as a good email client?
You know, that's a really interesting question. I'll tell you something that's curious. Our spokesperson for our Practice Safe Sharing campaign, Elise Umamoto, who is in her 20s, in her, you know, mid-20s, and is a former runner-up Miss America and Miss U.S., Miss Washington, and was on Survivor, Elise uses AOL. And I'm like, wow, Elise, do you realize people think you're 55 years old because you're using AOL? And she laughed.
Hey,
she said,
But
she said, I know, but she said, but they're more private. I really don't have a good recommendation. There are private email clients being built. They're not in the world yet. Generally you want to use an enterprise system, and you want to know that if you want to really be careful about what you say in email. This
right.
is where you could Scruples can replace email because of our direct message function.
Right. That's what I was going to say. That was the other thing. I was able to message you, and you messaged me right back.
Right.
So it goes right in there like in an email, and there's a lot of, you know, you can delete and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So...
We will have an email client inside Scruples by the end of 2013. Until then, I encourage people, be careful. You're better off using an enterprise system where you're actually paying for the email clients so that there are no ads, there's no scraping, but a lot of people, you know, don't do that. And it's just a question of learning how private you really are, because you're not that private. You don't. People don't realize. They think email is private, and it's not.
Right. And, you know, that's the problem. When you join a site and there is, you know, 3,000 pages of a privacy document, obviously you're not going to read that, and I'm sure it's done purposefully so that you can't, you know, read it. And you're just going to click OK just because you want to use whatever it is. And, you know, I think, too, it's the free card works. You know, it's free, it's free, it's great marketing. And I think that's how we all joined Facebook with that thought. And for a few years, it did work extremely well. You could post something on your Facebook page, on your group page, and it would go directly into your client's email, and there was a lot of response and give and take and discussion. Now, not so much, again, unless you pay. So this, to me, will bring back that functionality of a group, and it will allow us to populate our groups with those clients and customers that want to have discussion and real discussion. We'll be able to message each other and I think have a much more dynamic platform that we can control, you know, as far as what our clients see or our friends see, more so than anything I've seen before. So really appreciate you, Mark, coming on and sharing the information about this group with us. And it is very exciting for me, especially, you know, because I am concerned about privacy.
Thank you, Felice. You know, again, it's Scruples with Group in the Middle, SGROUPLES.com. And thank you for, you know, really being so passionate about everything that you do in the world. And people really are, you know, people. We want our privacy. We want to be, you know, we're social. And we want to be social in the environment of feeling safe about, you know, the privacy of how we are social, even when we're in huge groups. And mm-hmm. Scruple serves the real world in real life. You know, it replicates our real life. There's not a camera, you know, broadcasting things about your life when you're home. There's not a camera broadcasting things when you're talking one-on-one with your friends or when you're out in a group, you know, if you're at a meeting or you're out to dinner. Or you're out having a drink, or you're at a sporting event with, you know, your close friends, or, you know, tomorrow when I'll be racing cars with some of my best friends. Scruples is for all those environments. And as I said, schools are using it, classrooms are using it, marketers are using it, because you can still market to your groups. You just have them in a much safer environment that they like, where there is no other marketing going on. It's just you marketing to them and not the company. You know, we market to our members by offering them things that they might really love, and that's the idea. That's the foundation of good business. Give people what they like.
Right, and then they have the option of buying or not, so
exactly.
That is not contingent upon them using the platform, which is
right.
Nice.
No, it's free. It's absolutely free, and you get 4 gigabytes of storage. Every person does, so that's also built into it, and we're going to be around for a long, long time. We are built to be an enduring, successful, really incredible company serving the world, giving people something they love and trust.
Thank you so much, Mark. Appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, Felice.